אנחנו לומדים מספר פסח עמוד 269 מאמרו של הרבש קידוש החודש.
We are studying from the Passover booklet.
ספר פסח עמוד 269 קידוש החודש מופיע.
We are studying the article the sanctification of the month. This is a Rabash article.
החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים. פרש רשי.
Sanctification of the month. This month shall be the beginning of months for you. Rashi interpreted, Moses was perplexed over the birth of the moon. To what extent should it be seen in order to be fit for sanctification? He showed him with the finger the moon in the firmament and said to him, "This you shall see and sanctify." The interpreters asked, "What was so perplexing to Moses concerning the sanctification of the moon? Also, what is the connection to showing him with the finger? What does the word finger imply to us?" Baal HaSulam said that the moon implies malchut, which pertains to the acceptance of the burden of the kingdom of heaven. It was difficult for Moses to tell the people of Israel to take upon themselves the burden of the kingdom of heaven when they felt concealment. It stands to reason that if he approached the people of Israel to take upon themselves the kingdom of heaven with some revelation of godliness, there would be something with which to speak to them.
This is a similar state to us. There's a new state now. We don't feel in this new state anything good. To the contrary, there's a burdening of the heart, there's confusion, there's a mess in our lives, in our corporeal lives. Also, it's not clear in spirituality how this could help us. There's something new, but whether it's good, that we can't see for the time being. Yes.
However, with the intention that the moon is still not full and should be sanctified at the time of its birth, when it is still not apparent how she receives the light of the sun, and when it still does not shine, yet at that time it must be sanctified.
That is, when do we specifically need to see the new state? When it just develops, when it doesn't get have anything from it. And other than that, this new state that's developing develops in the light of chasadim, the force of chesed, and bestow. We're not impressed by bestow. We can't see in bestow an opportunity to bestow. We don't see anything new or special.
The meaning is that a person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it. And at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support.
We're being demanded to give, to bestow, to connect, to make this without any self-profit, any reward, meaning to be in chasadim, in mercies, to develop the vessels of chasadim, the light of bina. And therefore, this period, of course, for us is such that it's not attracting us. Yes?
At that time, he is between heaven and earth and has no support. For then everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness. Since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation that he is now in comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. That is, a person does not say to the Creator, if you give me a good feeling to feel that the whole earth is full of His glory, I'll be willing to believe. Rather, when he has no knowledge or sensation of spirituality, he cannot accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven and observe the Torah and mitzvot. Rather, he must accept the kingdom of heaven unconditionally. This is what perplexed Moses. How could he come to the people of Israel with such lowliness? It is about this that the Creator showed him with the finger and said, "This you shall see and sanctify," meaning the moon at the time of its birth, when its merit is still not apparent. Precisely accepting the kingdom of heaven in lowliness will reveal what our sages said. Rabbi Elazar said, "The Creator is destined to pardon the righteous and dwell among them in the Garden of Eden. And each one will point with his finger, as was said, and he said on that day, 'Behold, this is our God, for whom we have waited, and he will save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation.'" It follows that the hint that the Creator points to the moon with the finger and says this, by this we are rewarded with each one pointing with his finger, "Behold, this is our God."
Meaning, we need to accept this new state, this force of bestowal, no matter what, and to be rejoice with what the Creator is doing with us. Because certainly, for the good. And even if it doesn't seem to us for the good, we don't need to accept it for good or not. We need to accept it because it comes from the Creator, from the upper force. Therefore, we need to simply receive it in such a way, unconditionally surrendering. And then it will be the sanctification of the month. Specifically, as we are now towards Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Passover, is really the true head of the year. As from it onwards, we count times, not from Rosh Hashanah in September, but rather from this Rosh Hashanah that will be within the next month. It's written, this month will be the head of the months from which you begin to count. This is why we need to understand what state we're in, a special one, after the conventions and after the Purim holiday, and also from this beautiful blow that's covering and moving the whole world in a very good way, so that all the dust of egoistic life is shaken off, and all that will remain is that desire that can be connected in order to bestow to one another. And all of this also has to do with the exodus from Egypt. It has to do with the new year. It's a new, truly new state in all of humanity. Therefore, see this and sanctify it. This is what we need to sanctify, this thing that it comes to all of humanity in order to raise us from this beastly corporeal life, that if we were to look at them just a little bit from above, we would see how miserable we are, how we're living, how we ourselves are disgusted from this life. But we can't, we have nothing else, we're living. So we go into all kinds of games and forget. And then we constantly just play with it, like children, like in a sandbox. So now this blow comes, and we can recover, awaken, and understand that that's it. Now this is the opportunity to emerge from this life. And to do a new life, a new year, a new month, a new innovation, month, chodesh, chadash, I'm new. So let's hope that now we're here together with you. I just ask, throughout the day, several times a day, nevertheless, return to that same mission, that same task, that same goal of connection with one another. Enter into seeing the lesson of the day, of yesterday, whatever you can, of the last few days, from this time since the outbreak of this virus. What was before that is already history. It's not worthwhile for us to even go back there. We are in a new trend. This trend we need to implement now. Okay? Asia.
Okay, Rav, I have two questions. One is from our friends in China, Avi. He asks, when I feel completely incapable of connecting with a friend, I hate him more and more. I also feel his hatred towards me. How can I pray in that situation? I can go out of myself and connect to him.
We need to get into that, to enter it, and to show an example to one another until it will be simple. Until it becomes simple. But that's how it is. That we can be connected in a physical distance, in one heart, in an emotional way, sensational way. We'll do these exercises and you'll see how this is, how it's written. I've seen an opposite world where, whereas I used to think that the physical connection gives me the right results, but no, it's specifically the internal connection. And in it, I discovered, that's what's called internality, that this is the way that we will come to a state in which we're all connected together and with the Creator in one point together. Tbilisi.
Hello, Rav. Here's the question. We say that we need to somehow feel the desire, the deficiency of the world. I wrote a few articles, and as much as I can feel it, the public is really changing. The question is how good of a means this is, writing articles, to feel the deficiency of the world.
You can not write, you can play a guitar or play an instrument or sing, as long as you soften the heart so people will understand that the medicine against the virus is our connection, an internal connection in our hearts. Try to do that. That's all in all. There's no problem. Explain it to people, not in an article. You can dance, or you can sing songs. I actually like Georgian songs. You have there even, well, all kinds. I don't know. Anything that can influence a person, you can clothe upon it your trend for connection and present it to the broad public. Who's waving hello there to me in the end there? Where's Gia? I don't see him.
Dov?
Okay. Very well.
Dov?
Good. What are we doing next? Help me? Well, Moscow. Let's hear you guys.
Вот сейчас включили нас. Вот, Раф, вот как раз про это новое состояние хотел прояснить.
Раф, exactly about this new state I wanted to clarify.
Взаимоотношения в десятке, ну, как бы начала спадать. То ли мы перегруппировываемся.
In the ten, we have a kind of a spectrum of feelings, emotions. We hold on to the framework, we do whatever we can, but the question is, there's no eruption of ego in the ten. Scrutinies, there's less and less scrutinies. Is that normal, or we should do something?
Those scrutinies will come on their own to the extent in which we try to be connected, even though we will feel more and more all kinds of burdenings. Don't want, we don't need, later, I'm not really in the mood. There's all kinds of disturbances. Look at the Exodus from Egypt story. How many disturbances are there? Many of them. So accordingly, we need to nevertheless press more and more towards connection until we come to such a connection that we rise above the ego. And that's the Exodus of Egypt. We don't need to interpret exactly this story written in the Torah, where they suffered and did something there in Egypt. No, we need to understand that there just needs to be more and more of a connection until we connect to the extent in which we actually ascend above our will to receive and are capable of being in a connection between us on a level that is above our will to receive. That's considered to exit Egypt. Minsk.
Minsk.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, там убери звук. Какой образ мы можем предложить в соответствии с наукой Каббала?
What form can we offer according to the wisdom of Kabbalah? There's a very good video clip that is now traveling the social networks showing that we're all praying to the single God of consumerism, and everyone agrees with it. What opposite way, form, we the Kabbalists can show that people want to see that it's not nature? In what way can we put an opposite weight to what's happening now?
First of all, send us that clip to us and to me personally as well. If you're finding something nice and good, send it. Send it. It could help us in our dissemination. That's one thing. The other thing is talk to the friends. I don't know. I, in relation to dissemination, don't know what to offer or what to recommend. It's your work. That's your work. You're on the media, you're on the social media. I have nothing like that. Even the Facebook and all those things that I have, it's not me that does that. There's someone who's filling it. You understand?
Another quick question, okay? According to the sources, we know that everything is predefined besides whether one will be righteous or evil. Let's say someone is afraid for his life now. Is that what? Is that lack of faith if everything is predetermined besides being righteous or wicked?
Yes. And also you're talking about the drop of semen that is asked about. Who will he be? What will become of him? So we can go back and we can learn about that. Okay, we'll study it. Very well. Other than Minsk, we have
Ita 4
we had. Okay. Ita 4. Italy 4.
Lo shomim.
We can't hear.
Ita 4, lo shomim.
Can't hear you, Italy.
Hello. New York 10-4.
New York 10-4.
It's an awakening from below, from after the Congress, or is this an awakening from above?
This virus is an awakening from above, which is not as a result of the convention. We don't cause such things in any way, but rather this has to come to this world upon humanity. But in what way it comes depends on the state of humanity itself. But we didn't cause anything in that. We caused ourselves to be ready in the way that we're ready. But upon all of humanity, we are not the cause. It's the general program which is much more superior and broader than us. We just need to be assured that we are ready, and in the way that we're ready, we can also assist all of humanity to understand, recognize the whole process. But it's not that we're here managing the process itself, no. All in all, we are the Rosh, the head of humanity, that can understand what's happening and where we're advancing towards, and to help the body of humanity to come closer, connect to us, by us transferring all these things together, going through them all. So don't think that it's we are truly managing the whole process. No. It's a process that is completely signed for from above, by the upper force. It's like Barsalam explains the letters in such a way, as if this letter in comes to me from before in the head. So if something's not okay, then he lowers that letter and puts another letter in its place, etc. That's not us. But we, when we are in a process, we can change the process. we can mitigate it. But the fact that humanity needed to receive a blow, and this anti-egoistic coronavirus, then it needs to receive it. And in my eyes, it's an excellent thing. It's the Creator who is truly wanting to straighten us out, aim us to a good degree. We will conclude this. We probably have announcements downstairs, yes?
Yeah, we have announcements from the doctor and okay, a few others too. Yeah, friends, so once again, I want to remind you that it's a serious situation and it depends on each and every one of us. We need to not infect each other and not transmit the virus to anyone. And so all the limitations of the health ministry and the Israeli government is only to stop the spread of the virus. And so everything comes from that. We have to understand the virus is transmitted through droplets, meaning when I cough or sneeze, I transmit it to another person. And the distance can go up to 2 meters. It's a heavy virus. So it falls on the hands, it falls on your clothes. You have to therefore always keep your hygiene. Clean your hands, wash your hands with soap so you make sure that you don't transmit the virus to your face, to your nose, your eyes, your mouth, and lower the risk for infection. We typically touch our face 90 times a day. So cough into a tissue, sneeze into a tissue. Don't touch each other, no handshakes, no hugging. Keep the distance. And this way, we can stop the spread of the virus. Niv will now read the instructions from the health ministry and also how do we act in the center. Mutual responsibility in the time of the coronavirus. We'll start from instructions from the health ministry updated for March 15. 1. Avoid gatherings as much as possible of groups of people in a single space. If they happen, they should be in a limited shape as possible, and in any case, no more than 10 people. 2. Keeping the distance of 2 meters, one from each other. 3. All the educational systems are shut down, including kindergartens. 4. People who have fever of 38 Celsius and up, and respiratory syndromes, coughing or hard breathing, hard to breathe, they have to stay at home up to 2 days after the fever, and that is without any connection to a coronavirus test. 5. Those who are in quarantine at home and they develop symptoms, coughing, fever, shortness of breath, they have to call 101. 6. Residents of siblings of someone who's in quarantine and is not sick, they are not considered in quarantine and there's no limitations over them. But if that person who's in quarantine becomes symptomatic, again, cough, fever, etc., has to call 101 and if he's tested and becomes positive, all of the siblings should be in quarantine as well. 7. Avoid going to visits in hospitals and old age homes. Now, instructions for how to conduct ourselves in the BB Center in Petah Tikva. 1. Entering the center in Petah Tikva is for anyone who has a chip, the key. All the Israeli groups stay in their centers. 2. Anyone who enters the Kabbalah Am Center in Petah Tikva is obligated to work according to the instructions of the health ministry for protecting ourselves from the coronavirus, and also stay updated with these instructions. 3. The morning lessons will happen in several spaces. We're asking everyone to be patient and follow the instructions of the ushers. Four, one must keep your personal hygiene, no handshakes, no hugging, wash your hands with soap, and wipe it with a single-use paper. There is no value in using masks. Five, it is forbidden for someone who had a viral disease to come to the center in the first 3 days from the beginning of the disease, or someone who has a high fever of 38 and up, or coughing, or any other kind of respiratory symptom. Six, if you were in contact with or were in places that the health ministry describes as those that may be infected by coronavirus, you have to be in quarantine. Seven, during songs, we don't hug, we don't hold hands, everyone stays sitting. Eight, every friend is responsible to let his 10 know if he was in contact with a sibling or a colleague who might have the coronavirus. Just to add something.
I'll add one more thing. Whoever has chronic diseases in the population, elder people above 65, are the weakest, and if they get sick, they can be really sick in a bad way. Most of the people can be symptomless, and they can have very light symptoms and don't even feel, and they're passing it to them. Therefore, all the children that stay at home, they should have the big kids take care of the little children, not pass them to grandpa and grandma to take care of them, and keep the spread of this virus from reaching the elder people with bad problems and die. So it's all on us, mutual arvut.
We have another announcement, the World Gathering of Friends. Today at 6:45 p.m., we're inviting the friends from the world Kli to come together, watching the Global Gathering of Friends. And thank you and a great day. Let's sing a song.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I want to draw to you. 'Cause when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one-man body. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what will come in our winding path, I'll always watch your back. So let's just stand together. I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the harm. We are the part of the one-man army. We are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one-man army. We use the guns, we load the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in
love. Love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
nothing else besides. I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.